the last word on business.
With Fitzgerald Power. Can't count on your current accountants? Talk to us. FitzgeraldPower.ie.
Ian Guider from the Business Post. Tell us the big news today in relation to Ticketmaster in the US, which could have implications here in Ireland.
Well, this is the parent company of Ticketmaster called Live Nations, and the US Department of Justice have, in the last couple of hours, announced that they are taking a massive legal case against Live Nation, accusing the company of using undue, unfair, anti-competitive conduct to exercise monopolistic control over the live events industry. It says that fans are paying more in fees, artists have fewer opportunities to play gigs because of Live Nation's behaviour. And it is looking, as part of this charge, which will have to go through the courts, to break up Live Nation and Ticketmaster. Back in 2010, these two companies merged. It was waved through by regulatory authorities at the time. But the US government are saying this deal has been very bad for fans. It says that Live Nation, because of the scope of its abilities, it organises concerts, it owns some venues, it owns Ticketmaster, which is responsible for 80% of all ticket sales in the US. This gives it an unfair and anti-competitive position in the United States for live music events. Fans are losing out, smaller artists and smaller venues are losing out, and it's saying that if you're a smaller venue out there and if you want to get an artist, if you don't sell tickets through Ticketmaster, you won't get that person playing at your event. Now, Ticketmaster and Live Nation have come out in a statement and said, look, we don't control prices. Artists and their management teams put together the prices. I assume, Matt, if Bruce Springsteen last week wanted to play in Croke Park for €10, there would have been nothing stopping him. But you would have to look at artists these days saying because they make most of their money from live events, they have to charge more, and therefore the ticket companies, they all work hand in hand here. So that is Ticketmaster's response. But this is huge news because the US government have had big, big companies in their sights, seeing that some companies in the technology sector that have had big deals, they're claiming they have been bad for consumer prices. And just to give you an example of how much control in the United States Live Nation has, as I said, it represents 80% of ticket sales, but it owns directly 60 of the biggest 100 venues. So its grip on the live events industry is absolutely huge. And it will be interesting to see, does the European Commission, looking at this, open its own investigation?
Okay, tell us about the appointment of receivers to the Square Town Centre in Tala.
Yes, the Square Town Centre, one of the biggest shopping centres in the country. It's owned by an investment fund called Oaktree. They bought the centre from NAMA about 5 years ago for about €250 million. Well, they have been trying to offload the centre for a discounted price of around €175 million. There haven't been any real takers. A deal has been slow to emerge, but today we got confirmation that AIB, which is one of the biggest lenders behind the debts to the Square Centre, have put in receivers from an accounting firm called Interpat. Oaktree say that they've done this in conjunction with AIB, that it is consensual. What this means out there, for people out there, is look, if you're a bank, if you're trying to get back most of your money and perhaps you want to get your money in quite quickly, well then you'll be pushing to get a sale of the centre over the line as quickly as possible. Perhaps Oaktree are wanting to hold on and get as much money they can get. So we will see over the next while these receivers, the centre will be open, all the shops will be open, there's no issue about that. Is perhaps it will come back on the market with a more realistic price at which perhaps investors are willing to pay. But it shows you, Matt, the pressure on retail out there because of the shift in footfall away from physical retail into online stores. Even the biggest centres, it's got 140 odd tenants, there's a cinema out there as well, I think. Even the biggest centres are suffering.
Now, recently Air took a shellacking over its dreadful customer service and a very embarrassing decision in the courts. Tell us about its latest profits and also a promise to invest more in improving customer service.
Yes, I think the chief executive, Oliver Looms, couldn't have got out today with its quarterly financial results without making some reference to customer care. Just to give the quarterly results, for the first 3 months of this year, Air's revenues actually climbed up 2% to €311 million. Its earnings, or its underlying profits, were up 7% to €137 million. It's attributing all that down to higher mobile phone customers, also more people taking fibre broadband. But the chief executive saying to today that they recognise that their customer care has to change, and they are investing about €8 million in its back-end operations to help its call centres. They say that in the last couple of months, the average wait time, if you're ringing customer care, has got down to 2 minutes and below. They realise that perhaps the perception out there is they have been slow to answer the phones, deal with queries. We know that court case made an awful lot of claims against AIR, some of which they're challenging the context of. So I think the chief executive looking to say, we are investing, we are aware that people out there need to contact us, and we're doing everything we can to get it. Also paying out €50 million in dividends to its owners, Matt. So that gravy train continues.
Another €50 million.
Just €50 million in this quarterly set of results.
God, what does that bring it to? It's heading towards €2 billion.
It's almost, I think it's at about €1.85 billion now.
In a matter of what, 5 or 6 years?
About 6 years now since the French company, the telecoms company Iliad, and also the French investor Javier Niel have invested in Aircom. They have taken out that money in dividends.
What an extraordinary amount of money.
And look how much money has been taken out in the 20-odd years. We spoke about Tony O'Reilly's debt, or you spoke about Tony O'Reilly's debt. He was one of the original people who bought AIR when it was privatised about 20-odd years ago.
Oh, I made big profits out of that as well. Okay, thank you very much, Ian Guider from the Business Post.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.